Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm David Martos. This is the 79th edition of the Mostra di Venezia, and we're here with Ciudad Cadan, director of Nezu in Orizzonte Extra. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you. Thank you for the interview. Yeah.
So this is your third feature film?
Second feature film. Second? Hopefully I will make a third.
Because you have a collective one, or... Because I thought I read you had three films, but maybe it's your second film.
No, I made this is my second fiction film. I made a documentary which is 64 minutes, yeah. But it was art house, experimental film. So, yeah, that's considered my second film, yeah.
Okay.
Hopefully, after this festival, I will make this.
that's why we come to festivals, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. That's why they are useful. Because filmmakers from around the world, especially from countries which are not the United States, can make films because of the presence of in a big festival like this one, right?
Definitely, festivals are very important. Our first make our film under spotlight. Films are in spotlight. People are more interested to watch it, and we meet international audience from different background coming, and also it's from kind of community. It's like it's very strange with each film. I meet a certain, you know, colleague filmmakers that we make the film in the same edition of the festival, and then we travel together in the same festival once and again, and we become like the small circle. And it's at the end as a little village of, you know, I feel always like it's a little village, this industry, and sometimes we're becoming, close friends with, starting from the festival.
Okay. So you were Lion of the Future in 2018.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now's the future. We are in the future.
Yeah.
Is this the future you imagined for your second film?
What do you mean?
I mean, did you have this project in mind when you...
Yeah, definitely. I started
You
writing.
Were awarded with the Lion of the Future?
Yeah, I started writing in 2013. I wrote The Day I Lost My Shadow in 2011. I was still in Syria and I wanted to write about trauma. So once I left Syria, I went to Beirut and started gradually to treat this trauma. You only treat trauma once you leave the country and you are safe place, you know. So, so in 2013, I started to write Nezu and I started to see the hope. So this second film is about hope, hope in the human beings that can, change with a very difficult situation and find light in it. And that's why the title of the film is Nezu, which is mean displacement of light, people, and water.
Mm-hmm. When I was watching the film, I was thinking about all the news we are reading every day, now Ukraine, and have we forgotten about Syria? Do you think?
It is a tragic what's happening in Ukraine, and for me as a Syrian, I see it as a something we experience. We know what is it, so I don't. I'm not. I feel sometimes that people forgetting about Syria. And it's not about being in the headline. But for me, when I saw the Ukrainian war, I recognized the daily news. I recognized what it means to lose your country suddenly, the bombing, the feelings that no one is listening to you and no one is helping your country and you're just left alone. So I don't, I didn't feel like why people forgot about Ukraine. I felt, you are now also feeling what it means to be somehow left alone.
I understand. We've been fighting for years for women to be present.
Which is tragic,
So it's
sympathy, It's like we both live the same experience, so it's like,
Yeah, but I wanted to stress out that we have like a short, like a little window of attention. Like we can only focus in one big tragedy at a time, it seems. Mm-hmm. And we keep forgetting that many wars are open, many tragic situations are open all around the world.
And that's why it was important for me, this film, that no one would look at this film as a look at those victims as a refugee or as a tragedy. I wanted to show this story as you feel like it's any family around the world. And I was proud when this film is presented in festival. It never said about this Syrian film coming from tragedy or news or something or refugee. They said a coming of age story about woman liberation. And I felt proud that suddenly as a Syrian filmmaker, I'm not limited with a headline. I'm limited with the quality of the story I'm telling as a film and as a filmmaker, a storyteller too.
Of course. I was saying that we've been fighting for years for the presence of women in festivals. But maybe we should start fighting about the presence of stories about women in films. I mean, somehow maybe it's not enough that a woman is directing a film, but that the stories portrayed by women are
definitely
on the screen,
definitely,
right? And yours is an example.
Yeah, definitely.
Was that one of your goals when you made this film?
It's not about girls. I don't know. I'm not a scriptwriter. So when I wrote, I write personal stories. So definitely it would come as my perspective as a woman. But I think, as you said, I believe we need more women in front of the camera, behind the camera, as actress, as filmmakers, as curator, as critic, as interviewer, because there's something missing, I think, in this industry still now. And it's not only about having more women director. It's about more story about women, more actresses, more role, important role. And when I believe also when we women write about women, it's not only about, like, it will be more complex character with all, you know, we're not trying to make her a mother or or a saint or something. We try, or not a black and white, you know, story. It's just... And that's why I always try, but it's very difficult to find films about women and films made by women about women in this industry. And you have to look for them.
Everyone says that it's very difficult to finance the second film for every first-time director, especially for women. Has it been your case? Has it been very difficult to finance this project?
I think the first film was the real struggle. It took me 7 years to finance it. I wrote it in 1 year and it took me 7 years to make it. Between 2011, I shot it in 2017. But with this film, because I won here the Lion of the Future with the film, and then I made a short film which won the Grand Jury Prize in Sundance, so make a nice attention or two, make two different style, two different genre. So it was easy to... But I was also wiser to choose a partner with me. So I had an amazing partner with me who helped me, protect me, to tell my story with my vision, with my voice. And I'm proud of the film. I'm proud that I made it as I wanted, even if it's my first British film, in Arabic language. And now it's not easy, you know, when you move from Syria, where there's no cinema school and there's no industry, to make your film with a bigger financier, but where, and they are amazing partner with us. So I think the journey was easier financing-wise, but the shooting, wow, it's very tough.
Tell us a little bit about that. Why?
We shot in Gaziantep, which is it's now becoming a big city of refugees because it's at the border between Turkey and Syria. We shot in August, and it was above 40 degrees every day. And it's the most polluted city, and you know, you can't imagine how it is. The heat, every shot was challenging, every shot. And we shot during COVID also. Don't forget, shooting during COVID, trying to pray you don't not losing your act. And above all the stress you're doing, you're having, and also it was technically challenging to change the city to make it look like Syria, you know. But I had an amazing team.
So, do you have a third one in mind?
I wrote my two first films, so at this stage, I'm trying to take a pause to tell a story as a director written by someone else. So I'm reading scripts and trying to explore stories. I want with the third film, and I hope so, that it won't be about Syria war, because I want to show also as a filmmaker that I can tell other stories, powerful stories about powerful characters that can relate to anyone internationally.
Okay. It's been a pleasure. Sudat Kadan, director of Nezu, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
In Horizonte Extra, in this Mostra de Venezia, number 79, I'm David Martos, and this is Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.